How Not to Sail, brought to you by our awesome Patreon patrons and this guy.
This is Bob Bitchin. Congratulations on wrapping up season one on How Not to Sail and actually making it back alive. I'll see you at the wrap party in January.
What could possibly go wrong? Bradford here. Before we get into the second to last episode of season one of How Not to Sail, I just wanted to remind you about our How Not to Sail season wrap party coming up January 9th at 6 p.m. EST. I sure hope you'll join me. We're going to have some awesome guests, some great prizes, and a lot of fun. Just go to hownottosail.com/party to reserve your free ticket, and the first 100 people to RSVP will get an extra ticket to the prize drawings. That's two for the price of one, which was free to begin with. As usual, our Patreon patrons will have a few extra perks, but there'll be a little something for everybody because I really want to thank you for listening this season. We're already at 78 RSVPs, so head on over to hownottosail.com/party and reserve your spot. Getting back to our episode here. As usual, if you haven't heard episode one, I recommend you go back and start there. Otherwise, you may be very confused. But who am I to tell you what to do?
All right, just for shits and giggles, this will be me leaving the boat for a podcast interview.
So after 700 miles and almost a month, I've got JC Sails back in her usual slip in Gulfport, Florida. And I've managed to launch episode one of the podcast. Only problem is, I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do for episode two. But I have an idea. Whenever I get to the marina, the first person I usually see is this guy.
Hey.
Yeah, man.
How you doing, man?
That's my boat neighbor, Peter. But arriving at night, tired, at the end of this long trip, what I run into is the sound of Peter's TV. And he's rearranged my dock lines.
Well, at least you didn't f*** all my lines or anything.
I have the perfect punishment in mind, though. I think I'll make Peter the subject of episode two. Peter Suarez showed up in the slip next to me a couple of years before the events of this season's podcast in a salty-looking vessel that I learned was called a Cape Dory. This particular Cape Dory was a little extra salty, but Peter worked like hell to bring her back to pristine condition. I was pretty happy having no boat neighbors on either side of me and being able to see my boat from the marina webcam. But it seems like the city likes to make money and not have empty slips sitting around. So unlike when I brought JC Sails in 2013, eventually my buffer zone was gone and there were boats on both sides of me. But if one must have boat neighbors, Peter's a pretty darn good one to have. He's a pretty interesting fella for one thing. Aside from getting his captain's license, Peter's also an awesome musician, a legit ballet dancer, a Renaissance fair performer, minister, and as it turned out, an actor in a very entertaining one-man show where Peter plays half a dozen different characters. I think I've kind of figured out that I'm not going to have guests like I did on my old podcast, at least not in the same way. But I think Peter would be a pretty good fellow to interview for episode two. Except that this particular morning, I figure he's not awake yet. So I hop in the truck to go grab another interview I've been thinking about.
On my way.
And that's the fella in charge of Gulfport Municipal Marina.
Dennis Frayne, Director of Marina Operations.
And seems like you have a secret hobby now, too.
Yeah, I started about 10 years ago after a trip to one of these local restaurants, and I noticed some art on the wall that really appealed to me.
Like many residents of Gulfport, Florida, it seems our Director of Marina Operations has an artsy side. So today I'm meeting him in a little nondescript outbuilding on a side street in Gulfport that houses the water jet he uses to cut nautical designs into metal. Dennis uses the water jet to cut the metal into designs of sailfish, octopi, and all manner of custom shapes before burnishing them by hand.
So we're actually sitting now in a framed-in addition. A 10 by 10 will be my future packing and shipping room.
Do you know how many countries you've shipped into now?
I've shipped to New Zealand. I've shipped to Japan. I've shipped to Germany, Dubai. I've shipped to England.
Not a bad side gig.
No, it's not. It's actually a full-time job. And
indeed it is. But I wanted to talk to Dennis also about his actual full-time job.
There is no typical day. You open up the door and you're really not sure what's going to happen.
Sometimes it can be pretty amusing, though.
People back their boats in and completely submerge their car. They might come in with a little bit too much adult beverages and back their vehicle in the water. When you see it for the first time, it's pretty scary. But after the 12th time or 13th, if nobody gets hurt, it's a chuckle for sure.
Now that's one thing I haven't done, mainly because it takes a travel lift to get my boat in and out of the water. But I wonder if there's a typical profile for someone who might be predisposed to submerge their vehicle when launching their boat.
I would say most likely it's the day cruisers in the boats that are pretty much barely running. Generally it's a pickup truck because they're really light in the back and there's not much traction to them. That's your typical boat dunker, if you will.
But just to prevent you from becoming a laughingstock, this seems like as good a time as any to remind you to go to hownottosail.com/party and be sure to reserve your spot for the January 9th end of season party. Besides music by Eric Stone and an appearance by the one and only Captain Bob Bitchin, we have all kind of cool stuff planned, including prize giveaways, trivia, and, well, I'll let Bob tell you about this one little perk.
This is Captain Bob Bitchin, inviting you to join me at an exclusive private question and answer session before the main event at the How Not to Sail Wrap Party in January. All you gotta do is be a How Not to Sail patron at the Sailing Master level or higher. I'll see you there.
Now, I don't want to encourage you just to join, let alone at the Sailing Master level, just for this one event. But if you were thinking about it, this might be a great time. We're going to have cool perks for all the Patreon How Not to Sailor crew, including extra tickets to the prize drawings. But we're going to have something for everybody, including an extra ticket to the drawings for the first 100 people to RSVP. There's only about 20 spots left as I say these words. So hop on over to hownottosail.com/party right now and reserve your spot. You can hit pause. I'll wait for you. That's hownottosail.com/party. But anyway, we were talking with Dennis Frain, the head honcho at Gulfport Municipal Marina.
You know, back when I started, a lot of the mariners were mom-and-pop marinas. They have grown into heavy regulated businesses. I mean, our budget is $3.5 million, and we're heavy regulated by the county, by the DEP, Army Corps of Engineers. It got so where I went back to school.
I can tell that the marine operations have been getting more sophisticated since I came down here in 2013.
We have about 300 slips, so we've got 300 different personalities, from doctor, lawyers, to retired folks. What surprised me is when they come down to the marina, they leave their job at home and they're just relaxed.
I can relate to that. I mean, not the relaxing part necessarily, but if I were going to relax, Gulfport's a great place to do it.
I tell everybody, we got everything our big sister has, St. Petersburg, but condensed in 2.2 square miles. Basically, that's why I moved here from Seminole, because that is such a community feeling, a sense of knowing everybody in the community. And I moved here 4 years ago, got a golf cart, and we go electric everywhere.
Being at the marina for 36 years now, Dennis is the perfect guide to help identify different species of boaters.
I have a feeling maybe you have some groupings that you...
Okay, you got your sailboaters, which we call blowboaters. Mm-hmm. We've got our fishermen that generally have a bay boat, and they go out during the day. You'll have your, what we call cruisers, are typically vessels with a cabin in it that's 30 feet and over. And then we'll have our skiers, where they're generally in a ski nautique or some type of jet boat. And then we'll just have regular day cruisers, anywhere from a John boat to a open bow rider. And then we have the pontoon people, which they are the party group. They do like to party, so they can fit 10 people on the boat and go to the islands and just have a great all time.
Having observed the so-called blowboaters for a while, especially the cruisers, I've discovered a couple of notable subspecies within that group.
We have any range from people who live on their boats that go to and from the city dock and work in the city of Gulfport. We also have what I call Section 8 housing, which is basically people who probably got the boat in the bar for a beer or given to them, and they know nothing, absolutely nothing about boating, and are just basically squatters on the water.
Now that could be a topic for an entire podcast.
I think that's all I need. Okay. I appreciate you.
Sure, no problem.
But for now, I've run out of questions. I'm not sure what I'll do with this interview yet, but I have a feeling I'll be using it somewhere. I'm starting to have a lot of ideas, more than I can keep up with. So far, everything other than episode one is a hot mess. But a lot of pieces are starting to fit together. I arranged to pay a visit to Eric Stone on my way home to Atlanta to talk about the musical phenomenon called trop rock. And then who should I run into on the dock but Brian Watson? Not only is he a trop rock connoisseur, but he's a friend of Eric Stone. And standing there with him and Peter Suarez is another trop rock star, Mike Nash. But wait, it gets better. I happen to know that both Eric and Mike have written a song of the exact same title for Brian at his request. I shit you not. This is too good to pass up.
Anyway. Mike's the one that's with the Southern Draw Band. He's the one that played The Wedding and wrote Gone. He's the one that wrote the second version of Gone with the Wind.
Okay.
Which you've heard.
Yeah.
But anyway, we thought we'd come down and also let Bradford know that we're ready to do whatever it is we're doing and then get the out of here.
Go grill some steaks.
So, name and boat name.
Name, Brian Watson. Boat name, Another Road.
And just in case I need an alternate, can you just do it in the form of
I am Brian Watson, and the sailing vessel I own is Another Road.
What is your favorite kind of music?
We call it trop rock, and it's Buffett-esque, Kenny Chesney Blue Chair, Beach Boys, anything that it talks about bars, women, boats, islands, beaches.
I think we may be getting somewhere with this. And since I'm planning to visit with Eric Stone on the way home, it'd probably be good if I can get Mike to talk about the song they both wrote. Sort of.
Come on, baby, let's sail away. Save our troubles for another day. Pack it up and take it on down to the islands. Kick back.
I did not realize that Eric had written the song already.
Honey, what do you think?
I thought he was challenging me to write a new song. And so, you know, I just thought it was a great idea.
Burn it all down, now let's get gone with the wind.
So, what we all want to do, sell off everything, jump on the sailboat, and head off on the horizons.
Just in case I need to cut it in there, do you want to say I am a...
Yes, I'm Mike Nash, and lead singer for Southern Drawl Band. We are one of the bands in the trop rock world, and we play a lot of that, the events that Brian's talking about.
Well, come on in, girl, the water's fine. Yeah, this is paradise. Shaking with a little eyes.
I like where this is going. I just need to make sure to get permission to play the song.
Yeah, I'd be happy.
CSAC, ASCAP, or whoever, don't give me a hard time.
I wrote it. I can give you the permission to play it.
Cool. I think that'll get me where I need to go.
And so it will. But I don't think I'm going to be talking about trop rock until at least when I get to Cabbage Key, which is a few episodes from now. Right now, I need an episode 2. And that means I need to interview Captain Pete.
I'm not going to believe you're even doing an interview.
So, for some levels, name and what you do.
Well, my name is Captain Peter Suarez.
Because I'm going to go around and just be like, I'm Theo, and I'm a retired stagehand. Gotcha. So that leaves us...
This is kind of like the dating game, isn't it?
But different, yeah.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, can you do them each back-to-back?
I'll try it.
I'm so-and-so, and I'm a...
Right. My name's Theo. I'm the stage manager. My name's Colin. I'm an Irish singer. Hello, folks. My name's Trevaylin West, and I'm a really famous country singer. My name is Brother Soiree, and I'm a brother... It's those choir robes. Sorry for the pause. You're going to have to edit that out.
Okay. I can use that, I think. And then who's this guy?
So I get Peter to run through the characters in his one-man show and a bunch of other stuff. And then I remember one of my favorite songs of Peter's, one that he wrote at his father's passing.
Do I have tape of us, of you doing the song for your dad? Did I record that here? Do we know? Well, tell me, just in case. Well, I'll set this up. What I want to get is the super brief story of the song. I'm hearing edits I'm making out of, I won't tell you what, but just super thumbnail as soon as that motherfucker gets out of here.
Peter decided to sing the song for me, a cappella, and I started having more ideas, of course.
So let me ask you one thing. This is going to be bizarre. You can keep it in that key, walk up on the side deck facing away or slightly off axis from me. Like
and sing it again.
Yeah, just so I'm going to get you as sort of a, as if you're off.
Is that where I was?
I think so. Close enough.
I have no right, my love, no right at all, to take your hand when I might fall. But till I'm laid beneath a shawl, I will love you, no right at all.
The song reminds me of Daisy and Ginger, who passed away not long before this trip. They're part of this story, just like Peter, the Admiral, JC, Fuel Doc Debbie, Bob Bitchin, and you. I think I've got a pretty good start to this story. Now I just need to figure out how to finish it. Join me next episode when we stop by for a visit with Eric Stone for the final episode of Season 1. And don't forget, if you haven't done it already, go right now to hownottosail.com/party and reserve your spot for the end of Season 1 party on January 9th, 6 p.m. EST. It's going to be on Zoom, so you'll have to bring your own beverage, but that just means that you'll have the right one in front of you.
Okay, then.
Super big thanks to Bob Bitchin in Latitudes and Attitudes and Brian Prey over at Fox Dog Productions for making this party happening, and Eric Stone for providing some great music, Captain Boomies, Wayne Stinnett, the Admiral, and Peter Suarez. Big thanks to our newest Patreon crew, Bosuns Cole and Tim and Able Seaman Sandra. Thanks to Captain Stockdale, Hecacopter, and Jasley521 for the kind reviews on Apple Podcasts. Thanks to Vivian for the awesome review on Amazon. I can use all the kind 5-star reviews I can get on Amazon and particularly on Goodreads if you're on Goodreads. And thanks to you for listening. I can't wait to see you at the party. Tell a friend, and I'll see you next time on How Not to Sail. Screwing up is part of cruising. Let me show you how.
So, I owe you an apology because you may or may not have noticed I busted your balls about not having gone on a world circumnavigation yet, but I neglected to mention that I haven't either. So, sorry about that.
Oh, well, no, man. I mean, you know, use me to up your cred. That's totally fine.